I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Vin Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Matt Four.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
What's happening in Chico? Join us.
This is Chico Now.
Chico Now.
Welcome, welcome. This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now. I am here on the Monday following the election to talk to you a little bit about processing everything. Oh, by the way, I am doing this because I work for Chico Creek Counseling. I am a marriage and family therapist, registered intern number IMF69783, and I work under the clinical supervision of Joe Taylor. Once again, I'm Jessica Wilkerson, marriage and family therapist, registered intern. Okay, so I've been processing the last couple of days. What am I going to talk about on the radio show? Because I try to incorporate the different big things that happened. Like when Robin Williams passed away, we talked about suicide. And so now we have the election that just happened. And there are people all over the place, some who are rejoicing and so happy that Donald Trump is the president, some who are so happy that it's just not Hillary who's the president, some who are really disappointed that it's not Hillary or that it is Trump, and some who are devastated that it's Trump. And so I wanted to talk about that last group of people, the ones who are devastated, because it's very real. I have a gal in my life who I know, and she wore all black to work that day. And if you walked past her desk, you could see that her eyes were all puffy. She'd been crying before work. She had been crying off and on throughout the day. The idea of having Donald Trump as the president made her feel like we were on our way to the Holocaust, and she was mortified and devastated. And so I wanted to talk to everybody out there. So let's put aside how we feel politically during this conversation, okay? It doesn't matter to me how you voted. It doesn't matter to me how you're feeling, whether you're rejoicing or despondent or on the fence or what have you. What I want today is to talk to you about honoring the people around you, right? So no matter what's happening politically and who takes over control of our government, we always have to know that Yahweh is the one who's really in charge, right? And that's really hard because he was also in charge during those Holocaust days, right? To think about, he's always been in charge and all of the sad and scary things that happen. But we do. He is. And our prayers don't go unanswered. So the more that we pray for his guidance for our country and for our leaders, the more power that we have over that small little aspect that we have control over, because we don't have control over a lot of things in our lives. And that's part of being human and part of living on this earth. No matter where you live on the earth, there's a government, right? And no matter where you live or where you are, who you are, there are times where you grieve. And so there are people who are truly and genuinely grieving right now. And it's easy to look at people and not be able to connect. Why are you so sad about this? Yeah, this is scary. My son is almost 18. No matter who got elected, I feel like either way, there might end up being a draft. And my son is at that age. And that, no matter what, terrifies me as a mother. But do I have control over that? I do not have control over that. I can vote. I have control over that. If I get really, get passionate, I can sign up to be part of political office, whether it's volunteering or working, or I could run for an office. But beyond that, I don't have any control. And so what I do have control over is how I respond to the events around me and how I respond to the people around me. And that's what I have control over. So the person in your life who is devastated, who's really upset, who's scared, who has anxiety, and who's worried, that's the person who needs you to show them how to get through that and how to feel safe and confident and calm. And if you are feeling safe and confident and calm, then there's some ways that you can help lead them to that state of mind, slowly but surely. One of the things not to do is to say, hey, it's not that bad, or, I mean, I'm scared or upset too, but gosh, I'm not crying about it. You know, shaming a person or making them feel guilty for the way they're feeling, that is not going to help. That's not going to help them through it, and it's just going to put a wedge in your relationship with them. So whether it's a family member or a colleague, saying something like that is very insensitive, even if that's how you feel. I'm just saying how I feel. I'm just being honest. Okay. Well, some things you don't need to say. Some things you can think to yourself and keep it to yourself, and that's okay. That's okay. That's not dishonoring your own voice. Saying something like, I don't know why you're crying. I don't know why you're so upset. I'm upset too, but I'm not crying. That is just being dishonorable towards their grief. So when we come back, let's talk about how do we honor their grief, even if we don't connect to it. Even if we're not connecting to the way they're feeling about this and we're confused and or we think they're being overly dramatic. What do we do? How do we respond to that? Stay tuned. This is Jessica Wilkerson with Chico Kid Counseling.
I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Ben Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Matt Ford.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
What's happening in Chico? Join us.
This is Chico Now.
Chico Now.
Welcome back. This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now. Every Monday, we are on 104.5 FM, 9:30 AM, and we are live streaming at kkxx.net. If you missed part of the episode already, then you can find us on kkxx.net and go to podcasts. And for 1 week, we play the former week of that podcast. So you're hearing us on Monday. This will last until next Monday, at which time it will be rolled over into next Monday's show. So if you missed the beginning and you want to hear what we were just talking about, please feel free to go online and listen again. So we were talking about when the people in your life are grieving this decision in our election, because that was a close race. So 50% of our population just lost, right? They just made their voice heard and then the other guy won. So there's a lot of people out there who feel very, very passionately one way or the other. And there's a lot of people out there who don't know what to do with that feeling of losing. So maybe you were in sports as a kid and so you know how to lose gracefully. But there's a lot of people out there who don't know that and who don't know what to do with all of those emotions and how to be constructive with them. And so this episode is for the people who care about those people. So we talked about how not to respond with the incredulous thing, like, I just don't understand why you're feeling this way. This is ridiculous. You're being too sensitive. That is the wrong way to respond. Okay, so what is the right way to respond? Well, sometimes you just don't say anything. You just give them a squeeze on the shoulder. You give them a hug. You can validate and just notice, just observe. Wow, you are really going through a hard time right now, and I'm sorry that you're going through that. That's all you need to say. Like, wow, is there anything that I can do to help make your day a little bit easier? You don't have to get into a debate or a conversation, or you don't even have to ask, why are you so sad? You don't need to know that. You don't need to know why they're so sad for you to be able to help them through their grief. They might not even be able to talk about it because they're too deep in their grief. That asking them to talk about it might be a little bit selfish, or might come off a little selfish at least. So just acknowledging, whoa, you are having a really hard time right now. And you are someone who I respect. You are someone I like. And as someone who I like and respect, it really is hurting. It really hurts, or it really concerns me to see you this upset and to see you hurting in this way. Is there anything that I can do right now to support you? Is there anything that I can do to make your life a little bit easier? And so, depending on how you know them, if they're a coworker and you do a similar job, you could say, you know, let me take a little bit off your plate today. Because it seems like probably in your head, you can say to yourself, it seems like they're going to have a harder time getting their workload done with all these crying breaks. But this is a person who doesn't normally take these crying breaks, and they're normally really on their game, and they're normally really great workers. So let me be compassionate, and I'll work a little bit harder today. Because sometime in my life, something might happen where I need that compassion. It doesn't matter if you can't connect to how or why they're crying. Just connect to the part of you that likes or respects them and understands that they're going through a really hard time right now. And this is across the board, not just the election. This is if someone's pet dies and you're not the kind of person who cries when your pet dies, but they are. You don't have to connect to that you don't cry when a pet dies. You just connect to the fact that they're going through something hard, and you and your own self might have gone through something hard in the past. There might have been something completely unrelated, but a time in which you sobbed at the same degree or frequency that they are sobbing. Connect to that, because that's really what's happening. They're having that same human experience of grief. They're having that same human experience of fear, of being scared for the future. And even if you don't agree with that fear, it's still very real for them. And they still deserve to be respected through that, and to not be belittled or shamed or guilted. All right. This is Jessica Wilkerson. We have a commercial break, and we'll be right back. Please stay tuned.
I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Ben Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Matt Ford.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
What's happening in Chico? Join us.
This is Chico Now.
Chico Now.
Welcome back. This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now. Every Monday, I'm on here. And I am a marriage and family therapist registered intern number, IMF 69783. I'm registered with the California Board of Behavioral Sciences. I work at Chico Creek Counseling under the clinical supervision of Joe Taylor, licensed marriage and family therapist. If you want to learn more about me or any of my colleagues, you can go to www.chicocreekcounseling.com. That from there you can also make appointments. We have an online appointment scheduler, which a lot of our clients really like. It's really hard to call and set up a counseling appointment because you kind of want to tell your therapist a little bit about what's going on, or you know, give your name and your information and all that. But often it's business hours and you're at work and you don't necessarily want everybody in your office to hear you doing that. That's very personal for a lot of people, for most people. So our online scheduler really helps keep that confidentiality for you in your life. You can just go on, hit the schedule. I would read about each one of us first and then go into, I think it says make an appointment or schedule, or it's on the left. You'll see it. You're smart. And then you can pick the person you want and look at their calendar to see where they have openings. And most of the time we keep it up to date. You might make an appointment with one of us, myself included, and then you get an email or a phone call that says, oh no, it showed I had an opening, but I didn't. Are you able to move to this time? Because it is quite labor intensive for us to keep it up. But we do work really hard to do that. So that's www.chicocreekcounseling.com. Okay, so we're talking about the election and grief and bereavement. And we spoke about, at first, ways to, things to avoid saying to other people. And we just spoke about ways to connect with the person around you who's going through it. Next, I kind of wanted to talk to the person who might be grieving and everybody else as well. Because when you're going through the grief, it's definitely the five stages of grief are happening. Where was it? I wanted to pull up those five stages. Sometimes when I do this show, my mind goes blank. You know, like when you're on the spot and you're supposed to remember all this stuff to say, or you have an exam, and little things like lists. What were those five stages of grief? They just kind of go blank from my mind because, well, I did not go to school to do radio. I went to school for psychology. Okay, so the five stages of grief are, number one, denial and isolation. Number two, anger. Three is bargaining. Four is depression. And five is acceptance. So denial and isolation is probably where a lot of people are right now. Or anger. And then there's bargaining, depression, and acceptance. And I want to tell you guys, while there's the five stages, and every time you look up five stages of grief, they're always in that order. Denial, anger, bargaining, depression, and acceptance. The thing is that while they're listed in that order, you do not go through them in that order. And you don't go from one to the next one to the next one. You bounce around. So you'll start out with denial. This isn't really happening. This can't be happening. To anger. Oh my gosh. This is all, like, and then you're angry. And then you're bargaining. Well, okay, so what can we do? How can we make this work? That we don't have a choice. We have to make this work. What can I do? Da, da, da. And then you go into a depression of, these are my only options. These are the only things that we can do. Life is hopeless. And then into acceptance of, okay, well, this is what happened. This is what is happening. Let's move forward and accept the situation and do our best. The thing is, it would be beautiful. Life would be so wonderful if it were so cookie cutter and you would just go through those. Oh, my coworker, she's in anger right now. Next is bargaining. Maybe, but she might be in anger and then go backwards to denial and then go back to anger and then go to acceptance and then go backwards again to denial and then go forward to depression and then bargaining and then acceptance and then bargaining and then anger. You just play around. Like, you just go through all five of those willy-nilly. And some last longer than others, and some are more intense than others. But you end up going through them. And so a lot of people get confused and frustrated with themselves because they see that list and they think, like, well, I already was in my denial. Why am I going back to that? Or, gosh, my coworker, or my spouse, or my teenager who's in government classes right now, they already were angry. Why are they suddenly angry again? We already got through that one. We should be at the next one by now. Nope, that's not how it works. It's not. So you just be patient and you respect them and you care about them where they're at. It's all we can do, right? We don't have the power to change how people are feeling. Those are their emotions and they're entitled to them.